Greetings to you, God's people, in the name of Jesus Christ, for you are his treasured possession. The majority of people out there don't know what they're living for. Frankly, they don't have a clue what they've been put on this earth to do. Now, most will stay too busy to ever really be concerned about it, but if you question it, the question before us is, living without purpose really living at all? Or is living without purpose simply existing? You know, life passes so quickly, and our part in life can seem so insignificant and so small. And so sometimes we can't see what difference our short life makes in the grand scheme of things. Most of us work for a living, and yet, unfortunately, far fewer of us find any real satisfaction from our jobs. We fail to see what we do for a living has any purpose other than to bring home a paycheck. We're like that factory worker who had the mundane job of manufacturing one small part on an assembly line over and over and over again every day, so that he eventually became bored and apathetic in his work because he never had the satisfaction of seeing how his small part fit into the finished product. Years of working without any understanding of life's true purpose eventually catches up to us, and it can make life seem pointless to many of us. Every human being seems to need to know that there is some point to what he or she does with his or her life. Otherwise, everything we do becomes meaningless. And yet, surprisingly, even in our secular age, people still have this sense that they were made for a higher and holier purpose than merely following their own selfish desires and sensual pleasures. And this, my friends, is what led the rich man to approach Jesus. The rich man had everything that money could buy, as many of us do. And yet, even with so much, his life lacked meaning and purpose because his life lacked God. Jesus says to the rich young man, "One thing you lack. Go, sell everything you have and give it to the poor, and then come follow me, and you will have treasure in heaven." This made the rich young man very sad, for he already knew what his decision would be if it came down to that kind of a choice. His love and his devotion to his money and possessions would prevent him from becoming a disciple of Jesus. The rich young man only thought he was devoted to God until he discovered how devoted he was to his own money and how unwilling he was to part with it. And this led Jesus to explain why it is so hard for those of us who become preoccupied with our earthly possessions to enter the kingdom of God. And here's the answer. It's impossible to be devoted to God and the next life when you're already devoted to yourself and acquiring all the things available to you in this life. Christ would try to set the rich young man on a different path when he would tell him, "Go, sell everything you have, give it to the poor, and follow me." For as Jesus knew so well, you have to lose the life that you have made for yourself before you can find the life that God intends for you in Christ. My friends, Jesus has called you to a life of discipleship. Discipleship puts you on a different path than the rest of the world. And being a disciple of Jesus Christ puts you on a path to discovering life's real purpose. Now, the world thinks that people find purpose through pursuing leisure and pleasure. And for this reason, the world is very self-absorbed, as we all realize. People these days are fixated on themselves, their own needs, their wants, their goals, their greed, their ambitions, their lusts, and their desires. But life's true purpose cannot be found by looking for those things inwardly in ourselves. For just as we only find salvation by looking outside of ourselves to the cross, so God gives meaning to our lives only when we're willing to turn away from those lives and to look at Jesus. For we only find our life's intended purpose by serving the one who loved us and who gave himself for us. It's only after we've become disciples of Jesus Christ that God gives us this desire, this new desire, to serve God rather than ourselves. Wealth was intended to be a great blessing to us from God in this life. And yet you and I know, as sinners, how often we allow our possessions to get in the way of our relationship to God. When we become devoted to things, we know how easy it is to let those things distract us from God. Life is not defined by the things we possess, but by the faith in Christ that we profess. By faith in Christ, God causes us to focus on eternal things as our goal, instead of the monetary and the momentary things of this life. Being able to sacrifice these things back to God in the form of church offerings is just one way that we show both God and ourselves that we truly are his disciples. Our regular church offering reminds us that we are more devoted to God than ourselves. Following Jesus returns us to that path that God intended for us when he created us. For you see, we were originally created for him, to be totally devoted to him. And all our energy was to be expended on serving our God. And this is what defines the disciple of Jesus Christ. A disciple recognizes that man does not live by bread alone, or by sports alone, or by entertainment alone, or sex alone, or fast food alone, or computers alone, or investments alone, or vacations alone, or work alone, or wealth alone, or whatever. But a disciple lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. In biblical terms, a disciple is a faithful, fervent follower of Jesus Christ, devoted to this Savior and to his teachings. You know, even before the name Christian caught on, and that took a while, disciple was the word used in the New Testament to describe those who followed Christ. And my friends, being a disciple today means so much more than having your name on the church rolls as a church member, while continuing to live only for yourself throughout the week. Discipleship implies a love for Jesus, a loyalty to his teachings, a dedication to the Savior that finds its true passion and its true purpose in living for him. Someone was once talking to a great scholar about a young man in a university. And he said, "John tells me he's a student of yours." And the scholar responded, "Well, he may sit in on some of my lectures, but I would hardly say he is a student of mine." You see, there's a world of difference between attending some lectures and being a devoted follower and student of some professor's teaching. In the same way, being a disciple, a student of Jesus, doesn't mean that we just come to church and hear the word, but that we are fully committed to that word and to the life and teachings of Jesus. Martin Luther understood the nature of discipleship. He once said, "If anyone were to rap on the door of my heart and ask who lives there, he says, I would have to say, Martin Luther once used to live here, but he doesn't live here any longer. For now it is Christ who lives in me." There is a huge difference between merely hearing Jesus' teaching in the pew and personally embracing the gospel and passionately putting it into practice in your lives. And as much as we hate to talk about it, this does include putting your offerings to God into the offering plate so that the Christ who brings purpose to your life can also be preached to others. And you know something? God really doesn't need our money. It really helps us, because giving our money back to God is a way in which we die to self and live for God, unlike that rich man. Now, having said this, being a disciple of Jesus Christ is not something you or I choose to be or something you or I choose to do. We do not choose Christ, but he chooses us. Just as Jesus said to his disciples in John 15, "You did not choose me. No, I have chosen you and appointed you to go out and bear fruit." And my friends, it is the same with us. By God's grace, God enables you not only to believe in Jesus, but also to bear fruit for him. That is, to accomplish much in your lives in his name. Now, Christianity is not the only religion with disciples. Every disciple of every religion is zealous for his religion and makes offerings and sacrifices to their gods. But it is the nature of a disciple of Jesus Christ to make these sacrifices willingly and to give our offerings to Christ cheerfully without our taking any pride in them. In today's gospel, Peter, yes, the apostle Peter, broke the rule. For Peter begins to shamefully add up everything that he had given up in order to follow Jesus. And Peter says to the Lord, "Lord, we've left everything to follow you." And Jesus responds, "Peter, I tell you the truth. No one who has left home or brothers or sisters or father or children or fields for me and for the gospel will not also receive 100 times as much in the present life and eternal life in the age to come." What Jesus was reminding Peter is that you and I can never outgive God. The gospel of Jesus is so gracious and so generous that anything that we might offer back in stewardship or in service pales by comparison to what he gives us. For though completely undeserved, God gives you the free gift and the promise of eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ. And God gave you this long before you loved him and without your loyalty to him. And so for us to be like Peter and turn the theological conversation back into what we do for God is to turn the focus of life back on us. And life only becomes meaningful when we realize that life really isn't about us. It's about the one who lived and died and rose again for us. The life of discipleship is not for everyone because it does involve commitment. It's not about seeing what options you have, what alternatives are out there if you're only willing to commit a small part of your life to Jesus Christ. But discipleship is about devoting your whole life and service to Christ Jesus. Yes, as a disciple, you will make sacrifices for the Lord, but you must always remember that the Lord has made the far greater sacrifice for you. For we owed God our lives, and God owed us nothing. And yet God gave his life for us. And so for all that we think that we might lose by becoming more committed followers of Jesus Christ, let me assure you that there is far more to gain in Christ than you could ever lose. And so remembering this, let us go on from here to live more faithful lives and to live for this one amazing purpose, and that is to follow wherever Jesus leads. Since we have only one life to give, let's not give it half-heartedly. But let's deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Jesus. For only by losing ourselves will we find life's true purpose in him. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.